WBTM and WMW Luxury Limo Service celebrate Black History Month, saluting local heroes.
WBTM salutes local hero, Farrell Edmonds.
Damn, what a grateful man. You know, man, I had a lot of great experience here. Where I started, Bayview, Bayview, out of school, no more. I went to Woodrow, then I went to Bonner, then I went to DW. So, you know, I had an opportunity to really have fun here in Danville during my childhood. I left here, then went to the University of Maryland, and from there, I went to the Miami Dolphins and to Seattle Seahawks. So it was a great journey for me. You know, I mean, a lot of great people along the way, and Danville during that time was fun place to be because we played a lot of pickup football, basketball, and we did a lot of charity stuff in churches.
Edmonds' charity involvement didn't just revolve around his time in Danville.
Actually, talking to the older guys that played in the NFL, they know that to get involved with communities, to give back. You know, I mean, a lot of people don't realize how I really feel to give back. You know, God has blessed a lot of athletes with a lot of talent, a lot of avenues, vehicles to go different places. But to give back and see smiles on people's faces mean a lot. You know, I mean, that's what the world is all about. You know, I mean, helping other people, bringing other people up, bringing people to the point that they can help themselves. And that's what I really like about what my boys is doing, because they have seen what I've done over the years and they understand the magnitude in which they can really impact people with a small gift of love. I remember when I was a child playing youth sports, the teaching, the lessons, the interaction with other kids, how it impacted me. You know, everybody, you know, look at sports in a different perspective. You know, some people look at it just from the sports aspect of it. I wanted to be a part of something positive. These days, kids gravitate to something that is positive and run with it. You know, some kids gravitate to something negative. But, you know, sports to me was a positive outlet. Gave me something to look forward to every day. Gave me a direction in which I wanted to be successful. You know what I mean? Like, I knew to play high school sports, you had to apply yourself academically. So that went hand in hand for me. I knew I had to apply myself if I wanted that to be something I really wanted to do. You know, that's what I pushed on my board. I said, if that's something you want to do, you got to take the academic part of it. You got to put the athletic part with it and make the thing work. You got to make it work for you. Not for me, you got to make it work for you. The power of prayer is the most powerful weapon in the world. I mean, pray. Pray for your kids. Talk to your kids. Give your kids the opportunity to talk back to you. Got to have some form of communication to make this world a better place. Make what you're doing be impactful for a lot of people. Don't be selfish in your doing and forget about what change that you can make along the way. That's the thing that I would really share. That I would share with my boys on daily basis. What mark do you want to leave? A lot of people think from your birthday to your death date, the little squiggly line. What people say about you after you gone? Make a mark for yourself while you're here.
WBTM and WNW Luxury Limo Service celebrate Black History Month, saluting local heroes.